Today on Dare to Develop, we're so excited to have Hannah Nowak, the Senior Weddings Editor at The Knot.
Today, we are chatting with her all about the new list on The Knot, the Ones to Watch list, and basically how they started it and her thoughts behind it.
Yes. Yeah, so we can't wait to dive in, learn more about The Knot and how vendors can partner with The Knot, as well as this new list.
You're listening to Dare to Develop, a podcast for creatives. I'm Christine Herman.
And I'm Ashley Baumgartner, and we are two hybrid wedding photographers that dub ourselves work wives.
With a passion for developing community and daring to take risks in business and art, we want to bring you along on a journey.
The journey of artists, makers, business professionals, and more who want to level up their businesses by daring greatly and developing community.
So let's get started.
Welcome back to Dare to Develop. We're so excited to have Hannah Nowak today, the Senior Weddings Editor at The Knot.
We're so excited to hear from you all about developing the Ones to Watch list on The Knot. Thanks so much for being here with us, Hannah.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you both today.
Yeah, so before we get started and talk all things wedding world and publishing world, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I am, as you said, the Senior Weddings Editor at The Knot. I'm based in Brooklyn, New York, but I'm actually moving this summer. Uh-oh. Haven't yet decided where I'm moving. So kind of a weird place to be, but I am a dog mom, enjoy spending time outside, cooking, pottery, kind of just getting creative, juices flowing. And I've been in my role at The Knot for about 3 years. I actually started right at the beginning of the pandemic, which is a wild time to start a new job.
Wild time.
But still here, still love it. And yeah, that's just a little bit about me on the personal side of things.
Love it. Do you have an idea of where you want to move? Are you staying in New York or are you just kind of thinking of other ideas?
Kind of checking out a bunch. I did a trip to the West Coast a few weeks ago.
West Coast, Best Coast, just say it.
And have some other trips like coming up. Our team works remotely. And so that just gives us a lot of flexibility. And with having my dog and, you know, there's not a lot of outdoor space in New York City. So she's sort of in charge and I just take her where she wants to go, essentially.
What kind of dog is it?
A pug terrier mix.
Oh, cute. So really the boss, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your journey into the wedding world.
Yeah. So as I said, I've been at The Knot for 3 years. I joined in March of 2020 when the world was shutting down and weddings were coming to a screeching halt. And I actually originally got my start in the planning side of things. So I worked as a wedding planner for a number of years and then kind of started dabbling in the journalism side of things, freelancing for a couple different publications and discovered that I absolutely loved it. And so made the full-time pivot to journalism at my previous job. And then, yeah, have been here at The Knot for 3 years. And in my role, I oversee all of our like inspiration and planning content and then also our real weddings, you know, writing and editing couple stories, and then getting to work with, you know, pros like you and your listeners for content both on theknot.com and then in our magazine.
Yeah. And how often does the magazine come out now?
It comes out quarterly.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. I love that. I feel like, you know, so many of the publications have had to cut the print version. And so it's still so nice still walking in and being able to purchase and hold something in your hand and get that wedding inspiration, you know, tangibly. Love that. So can you tell us a little bit in general, just for our listeners, I'm sure everyone knows The Knot, but just a little bit about what The Knot is and all the different, because it has so many different facets now, and then how that might differ from some of the other publications.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love what you were saying about having different facets, because that really is our focus, is to give couples everything that they need from inspiration to action. So, you know, finding their local wedding vendors or building a wedding website and creating their registries. We want to really be that end-to-end solution for couples as they're planning. But I think there's kind of two big things that really set us apart. I'd say one is our data and experience. We have a collective 40 years of experience and then 40 years of data from couples that really just helps guide our products and our content so that we're making sure that our couples are getting the best value and the best education possible. And then also just our strong connections with pros like you all and your listeners is something we're really proud of. We have direct relationships with over 700,000 local wedding pros across the world through our various platforms, which we really love.
Love that. So kind of talking about like wedding pros, how do you like, how does the Knot or you like interact with them?
So in my role, I really love that I actually get to interact with pros in a variety of ways. I'd say one of the biggest is just through working with vendors to be expert sources in our stories and provide commentary. You know, you all are so close to couples and their journeys, and we want to be able to support you and highlight your businesses while also, you know, showcasing vendor expertise in our content. And I would say just beyond that, I kind of work to stay connected with pros through every means possible, you know, regularly checking out new vendors on our vendor marketplace or, you know, meeting pros at networking events. And honestly, even through Instagram, I just love the authentic connections that I get a chance to make through this role.
I love that. So I feel like you touched on how the Knot connects with vendors. How can vendors and wedding pros interact with the Knot? Obviously, submitting a wedding for publication, a real wedding, is one way. But what are some other ways vendors and creatives can partner with the Knot?
So one big thing for wedding pros is the B2B side of our business, which is aptly titled Wedding Pro. And that is the whole arm of our business that's dedicated to supporting pros. So advertising opportunities to be able to reach more couples. There's also a lot of ongoing education. There's a mentorship program through Wedding Pro that we are really proud of, which is called Fellowship for Change. And it's a eight-month program that provides support and business growth opportunities for historically underrepresented wedding pros in their first years of business. And then also just a lot of like community-focused networking events for pros to, you know, get out from behind the lens or behind the computer and get to meet in real life. And so any listeners that are interested in those opportunities can check out weddingpro.com. And then on the Knot side of things, you know, like I was saying before, we are always looking for great vendors to showcase in our content. And so, you know, if there's a topic that you are really knowledgeable about or, you know, something that you're seeing in the industry, I would say don't be afraid to pitch yourself to our editorial team and reach out and let us know that you want to be an expert resource, because you all, you know, see day in and day out every weekend what's happening with couples. And so we want to be able to highlight that in our content. You know, you're seeing trends develop in real time. So there's an about page on our website where you can see, you know, who's on our team and what they're covering, and also the masthead of our magazine, which is one of the first pages in every magazine, just outlines our whole team and, you know, what we cover. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Hey, Christine, popping in to talk a little about flat lays. If that is something that you've been thinking of and want to up your game with design, or you're a florist and want to learn more about the foundations of how to do a flat lay with florals, or you're a stationer planner, this is really for everyone. Ashley has a mini course called Foundations of Flat Lays that she is, of course, Queen of Flat Lays. So if you are thinking of maybe diving into something like this, she really is very knowledgeable and will give you the great course of how to do a flat lay and just the background really of it. So if this is something you're thinking of, you could DM Ashley on Instagram and she will send you the link. Goodbye. Yes, that's great. So when talking about like developing that relationship with the Knot, is there other ways besides like Wedding Pro that vendors can try to just develop that even more?
Yeah. I mean, I would say really the contributing to our editorial content is a great way to like build those connections, because, you know, that's being able to like highlight your business and your expertise. And, you know, maybe you're really great at crafting timelines or helping couples with budgets. That being in stories that are talking about that really cements you as an expert. So whereas, you know, like real weddings help to showcase the breadth of your portfolio and like cool new ideas, I think having sort of like planning content or other stories where you're highlighted as an expert really can, you know, be helpful from your business side of things, but then also building those relationships like with the team.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times people are like, well, I want to be featured or I want to do this. But like, if they're not putting in the effort toward it, then it's just going to keep going and nothing's going to change. So love that.
So I know we talked a little bit about how The Knot is so multifaceted. And I feel like if you were to sum it up, what people know, like think they know about The Knot is there's a magazine and there's, you know, Wedding Pro, or not even Wedding Pro, but just, you know, clients can look at lists of photographers in their area, planners in their area. But I feel like there's so much more to The Knot, like we've talked about so many other facets. What do you wish vendors knew about The Knot and how to interact with The Knot and whatnot?
So as couples are evolving, we evolve as a brand. You know, we really want to meet couples where they are. And, you know, Gen Z especially is at the top of everybody's minds. Mm-hmm. You know, as we know, they recently entered peak marrying age and they really are our future couples. And so with, you know, wanting to continue evolving as a brand, we're really emphasizing the message that there's no one right way to wed. A couple's wedding day is their celebration of love and commitment to each other. And, you know, we want to be that place that's inspiring them. So that being said, you may have noticed a new logo that we premiered on our most recent issue of the magazine. And that is really just to, you know, continue shaping our brand to be that resource for people. So, you know, we still have the great know-how and inspiration that people have come to love, but just doubling down on that intention and authenticity to meet couples' needs and also meet pros' needs.
Awesome. So talking a little bit about what we want to talk about today is The Knot Ones to Watch. Can you tell us a little bit about that exciting news that came out this year?
So Ones to Watch is a project that I'm very proud of. It was my work, pride and joy, work baby for the last year or so. And so the Ones to Watch is our inaugural list of 26 notable and emerging wedding professionals that are making positive waves in the industry. So as, you know, norms are shifting around weddings and wedding traditions, these artisans and educators that we highlighted are really leading that change and helping couples kind of challenge their expectations of like, what is a wedding? So we highlighted rising talent from across the U.S. and also across a variety of vendor categories, from florists to planners to cake bakers, that are really going above and beyond and kind of challenging the status quo.
Love that. I know if you are listening to this and you have been around Dare to Develop for a while, we've had a couple of wonderful vendors who made the list this year. So definitely check those out and we'll link those in the show notes. But let's dive deeper a little bit into that. So there were different categories, right, on the list, not necessarily separated by type of vendor, but different things that vendors are excelling in. Can you tell us a little bit about those different categories?
So kind of the reason that we wanted to make those categories is when we were thinking about this list, we really wanted to seek out value-driven pros and be able to kind of succinctly articulate why did we honor them and like in what way are they, you know, making these positive waves and challenging the status quo. So we landed on five categories, as you mentioned: the innovator, they're trailblazers and visionaries thinking outside the box. The advocate are uniters who are motivated by inclusivity. The connector are bridge builders, creating spaces and bonds for everybody to thrive. The mentor, who you actually had Sean Strong, one of the florists that was in it, on your podcast. Those are coaches and advisors who want to, you know, share their wealth of knowledge. And then lastly, the realist, who are down-to-earth cheerleaders, just kind of want to be your supportive counsel. And so each of the 26 honorees that made our list fell into one of those categories for, you know, something notable that they are doing to benefit the industry.
Love that. So was there a way that you kind of categorize them within those categories? You're like, okay, was there any way of doing that?
So within those categories, I mean, you can read online on knot.com/onestowatch, but we really dive into kind of how each of the 26 honorees are embodying that. And, you know, so for like the mentor, some of them have different courses that they're, you know, educating, and for the advocate, different pros are taking it upon themselves to, you know, champion inclusivity in various ways. So it kind of looked different for each honoree, but those were more of the broad umbrellas that they fell into. And then we got to really dive in with detailed interviews of each of them to be able to highlight like how they are making that their own.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that. So we know this was your passion project and you worked on it for quite some time. How did each of these people come on your radar?
So in addition to having those five categories, we also set a series of guidelines as we were creating the list, because we really wanted to make sure that we highlighted the right pros and, you know, honored the right people who were making waves in the industry. So one of our requirements was that they have been in business for fewer than 8 years in the wedding industry. And then another thing that was important to us was just that the process feel collaborative. We didn't want to make any decision in a vacuum. And so we convened a panel of 7 people. There were 4 editors on our internal team and then 3 respected industry experts who helped to review the contenders. And then we even took it one step further and sourced multiple references from colleagues that and peers that the candidates have worked for, just to give us a really holistic understanding of who are these pros and, you know, are they the ones to watch. And so we really value that, you know, everything that The Knot does is collaborative, and we were happy to, you know, make the ones to watch collaborative as well and really make a list that is unlike anything else that the industry has seen before.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like you guys really put in a lot of effort into who they are, not just like their beautiful work, but who they are as people too, which I love. So how can like vendors kind of get on the radar for future lists for The Knot?
So my advice to all vendors would be to run your business your way. I'd say this extends beyond getting on our radar. It's kind of all around sage wisdom, but, you know, don't get too sucked into trends or imposter syndrome. You know, if there's a change that you see that you think the industry needs or a way that you want to innovate, do it, go for it. That is ultimately what's going to bring the most value to the industry and the most value to your couples. And then that being said, our team is always looking for innovative and wonderful pros to highlight. And I would say that those pros that are challenging the status quo are the ones that pique our interest the most.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So you have been working on this list, and I know it's in print and on the website, but what's next for you in terms of projects with The Knot?
So I know I kind of mentioned before that we are in the process of evolving our brand, and you saw our new logo, but throughout the rest of the summer, kind of more of that will, you know, be shared. And so I think just continuing to keep your eyes out for, you know, some great new and exciting changes coming from The Knot.
Awesome. Wonderful. Definitely we'll have to keep our eyes out for that. We're excited for you all.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for chatting all about the ones to watch list. We would love to move into a time of fast facts for our listeners to get to know you a little bit more, if that works, Hannah.
Yes, love that. Hot seat style.
Yes, perfect. So first up, what is your favorite tool in business?
This is a shameless plug. I love The Knot products.
I'm like, what The Knot, but for your tool. So which one's your favorite?
I really love our style quiz. You know, couples can kind of log in and ask you a series of questions, shows you different inspiration photos to really help you hone in on like, what's your style? You know, words like romantic get thrown around sort of ad nauseum. And a lot of times couples don't actually know what they actually want. And so the style quiz really kind of helps early on in the planning process to better articulate your style, so that then, you know, once you go to book vendors and things like that, you have a more crystallized understanding of what your aesthetic really is.
Super helpful. Love it. So what is your favorite snack to eat like while you're working?
Definitely need a cappuccino to start the day. That's a must have. And then, yeah, I would say like if I don't work weddings, obviously, but when I attend weddings at the end of the night, I just love like a juicy burger and crispy fries.
Yes. We're definitely team fries over here. And do you have music that gets you in the creative work mindset when you get to do creative work at The Knot?
So I'm a huge Swiftie. I just saw her at the Eras tour.
So excited.
So she is normally on, there's a Spotify playlist that's like an instrumental version of all of her songs. It's hard for me to write while I hear words being sung, but that's pretty much on repeat, especially like her newest albums.
Yes, love it. So what is your favorite thing to do outside of the industry?
I love pottery. I find it really calming and cathartic to just kind of get out of my head. And then, like I mentioned, I have a dog, so spending time outside with her.
Love it. What is the best education you've learned from for your career?
So I really love learning from my peers. I have the privilege of working with some great colleagues who also, you know, regularly appear on podcasts, and I find that they never cease to inspire me. For example, our deputy editor, Esther Lee, was recently on another podcast talking about Gen Z wedding planning, and that, you know, was so inspiring to me, and I learned things even from that episode.
Perfect. And so what's one daring leap you've taken in your business or life?
I would say starting this job at the beginning of the pandemic was, you know, a risky time to make major life changes. But the fact that I'm here 3 years later and absolutely still love it is, I think, a testament to that daring leap went in a good direction.
Yes, definitely. What is one thing you feel like you're great at in business?
I would say authentic networking. I used to hate the term networking. It felt really transactional and just a little slimy. But when I kind of stepped back and reevaluated it and thought about it more from this place of building connections and building relationships, I really fell in love with the concept. I love, you know, being able to get to know people and then, you know, introduce two friends and then see them work together on some really amazing project or, you know, whatever, is just so gratifying for me to build those relationships in an authentic and meaningful way.
We agree. So where can our listeners find you?
So listeners can find The Knot at theknot.com and at The Knot on social. And then for myself personally, it's just my name on Instagram.
Love it. In closing, Hannah, what is one thing you want to dare our listeners to do after hearing your episode?
I would say to run your business your way and really challenge the status quo. And then, bonus, don't be afraid to reach out to the editors at The Knot, because we'd love to hear about how you are challenging the status quo.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Hannah, for being here with us today on Dare to Develop. We absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun to learn all about how Hannah developed the ones to watch list over the last year and everything that went into coming up with this list, that it wasn't just one person singularly nominating a bunch of creatives that they may or may not personally know, but really just this really intense background vetting process, a panel, references, and more.
And I think it was so fun to hear all about how, of course, these are amazing vendors, but they also are amazing people. That was a very big key that Hannah made sure was happening as well, is the background of these people as well. So I really loved hearing all about that.
Yes. And so just going from not only the ones to watch list, but all the different ways vendors can interact with The Knot. I loved that Hannah gave us a variety of ideas on how to get connected with The Knot, including just the easiest, reaching out to the editors themselves, telling them about your business, what you do uniquely, and more. So we really hope you check out the ones to watch list and connect with the various editors at The Knot. And we will see you next time on Dare to Develop.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Dare to Develop.
We'd love for you to subscribe and leave us a review if you love today's episode.
Don't forget to check out the show notes at daretodeveloppodcast.com and follow along on IG at daretodevelop.
Catch us next week for more fun as we hear from creatives who have dared greatly in their businesses and developed community along the way.